big change took place in working conditions, hours of work, et cetera, rates of pay, once the Brotherhood of Seamen Carpenters took over in the collective agreement of the CPR?
Well, when the Brotherhood of Seamen Carpenters took over, and that was in the year 1945, we were carrying the troops, I don't know whether to use the word Canadian troops, to and fro from Europe as far as Vancouver, from Vancouver back to Halifax, Nova Scotia. And we were being paid a very, very lowly scale. And so the union called upon the CPR called upon the government, and the government raised the salary by X number of dollars. Was supposed to be, it was a government raise, and it held on.
Cost of living.
Yes, it's sort of a cost of living. And we'd have to say, compared to what we were getting, $85 a month, this was like heaven. The doors opened, we were beginning to see the light.
Would the Brotherhood have anything to do with that raise?
Oh, yes, because they asked for more money. And the company, naturally, the company is not stupid, you know. The company knows how to run its business, and has pointed out to the government all these cars they brought over from the graveyard to carry these troops, and they needed some help. And so the government pitched in this extra money. But when the war was over sometime around the end of 45, was it not?
Yeah.
Then the union went in again, not just the Brotherhood, but the, 110,000 non-ops. And we were part of the non-op situation. We joined with them. And then we were able to not only hold the amount of money that the government gave, but we received an increase on top of that was directly from the company.
Right.
And it remained that way.